Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hello, welcome back. I'm super excited. This time I have my friend Manette Antiel coming. She is gonna be talking about how to be the voice of change where your voice matches your vision. Welcome to the program, Manette.
Welcome, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so enthused. You know, there's so many moments in these previous ones go, yeah, I should talk about that too. And yeah, I should talk about that too. Right? It's like, because it all fits together so beautifully, right? But what I'm going to is invite, if you will, if you can, in the space that you're in, I'm going to invite you to stand.
All right. I don't know if you know this, but I stand for all of the summit.
Yeah, I mean, because I will tell you that, you know, actually, Kimberly telling you that, everybody talks about what wonderful energy she has. Even when you're on Zoom, even when you're making your videos, stand. Yeah. That's where your energy will come. Keep your knees loose, right? Okay. Don't lock up. Move around a little bit, but stand. That's where your energy will come. But now what I want you all to do, we don't have Kimberly's wonderful music. But what I would like you to do is imagine that music.
Okay.
And can you move around as if you were a bubble?
Oh, a bubble. All right.
All right. Or a feather. Right? Or a balloon. Or let's imagine that we're in the water, right? We're buoyed up. We don't have to make any energy. We're being held up by the water. Oh, can you make some nice open? Nice round vowel sounds. Right. We're going to be nice and buoyant. Right, and then you can stay up. I'm going to come closer so I can talk to you a little bit, right? And because what we do is when we're working with our text or we're working with our speech, I'm going to ask you to do your speech like that. Is that not crazy?
It's great.
You would never do your speech like this, right? But I want you to experience your speech like this, right? And then when you come down and you've said your speech with this buoyant, floating feeling.
Ooh, then you're in flow. I love this.
Very slow. I'm going to use some text. It's not very difficult. It's Mary Had a Little Lamb. And we're going to say it in buoyancy. Exaggerated first.
Mary, I'm going to mute because I don't want to spoil yours, but I'll do it along with you. But I'm going to mute myself so I can do it along with you.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. That's all we're going to say of it. There's more, right? And then we're going to want to do that in buoyancy. Let's imagine we have a classroom in front of us of little children, right? And we want this poem to feel the heart, you know, to feel the spirit of Mary and her little lamb. And so we say, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Right? Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. All right, now we're going to get up again. And we're going to have some radiant energy. Right?
Imagine you're cold. Oh, you're cold, right? A little radiant energy here. Imagine you're a little nervous. When we're nervous, we feel it here, right? But we talk about having butterflies in our stomach. It's because that's where we feel it, right? So we feel, can you just feel a little nervous here? A little nervous energy, and you feel it right here, right? Nervous. But do we also feel nervous? Feel this here when we're excited, right? Like somebody's coming, you're so excited, you know, that you have a surprise party and they're gonna walk in the door, right? Do you feel it here? You're so excited. We also feel vibrancy when we're in flirt, right? We have a little vibrant feeling when we're in flirt, right? Or we also feel vibrant when we're laughing. So we have this vibrant feeling. We feel it here. But we also feel it in our back. We feel it in our legs. We feel it in our whole body, right? We're excited. Now, in the same ways that we worked with the vowels when we were buoyant, we're going to work with the consonants. So I'm going to do Mary Had a Little Lamb in radiancy and with the consonants. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Right? And we're going to bring that down a little more. We have little children in front of us, right? Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Right? Feels a little different, doesn't it?
This is adorable. I love the difference in this and how flexible she is with the different categories. Manette, this has been fascinating.
We're going to do another one. We're going to get up and we're going to do in potency. Now, potency is power. You are the sovereign, the general, right? I want you to feel that power in your back. Feel it here. You know, you feel it in your whole being. Or imagine that you're a lion, right? You're a lion. Power, right? We have potency, we have power in our bodies, right? And we're gonna go, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Okay. We come back. Take it down a little bit. We're going to do a little exaggerated. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. The kids are there. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Kind of says that something's going to happen, right? So, it's the same words. It's the same,
Right, but it, with
right?
completely different meaning, completely different inflection, completely different intonation, right? It's and
Exactly.
it's coming at us in a completely different way.
And we're emphasizing different words. Now we're not deciding, okay, I'm going to emphasize this word. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to go up here. We're just embodying the body energy. We're exploring using the vowels or using the consonants or using the tone, right? And we've explored those. We're going to do a little bit, or I'm going to do it really fast with Abraham Lincoln's inaugural address. And I may make some word changes right here, mistakes, but I don't care. You need to learn to play. Play, 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 play. It doesn't matter if it's right. Play,
If it's
play, play,
not fun, it's not worth doing. This is awesome.
play. Right? So we're going to do
Can
it.
you, like, as you're in the group, before she gets into this part, can you throw some, if you're anywhere near the keyboard, if you're not doing this with her, if you're anywhere near the keyboard, throw like how much energy you're getting from this, like how much fun this is, and how she's into it, and how much learning you get out of it. Give her some love in the chat. Manette, this has really been a lot of fun. All right, keep going. We're going to do the, are we doing the Gettysburg
Real
Address?
quickly,
What
we're
are we
going to do
doing?
Abraham Lincoln. We're going to go, right, 47 years ago,
Our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Or, fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Right, so what I'm going to offer is that when you learn to play with your delivery, when you connect in your body as well as your voice, and I'll talk about that later with Kimberly, you can truly engage with your audience. The reason I am trying to bring actor skills to business people and entrepreneurs who need to connect is that's what you have to do as an actor. You have to take someone else's words and make them believe that you just thought of that, right? You have to connect with your emotion. You have to connect with your spirit. If you're going to connect with them, you've got to be connected here, right? And so think when you play with someone else's words and learn the process, then you can do this with your own words. Play with it. Do it differently how you would never do it. And so this is one of the kind of actor skills that can be brought to anybody who has to present, whether it's on stage, whether you're presenting a pitch, whether you're presenting in the boardroom. There are different levels that you can do it at. So, and then, yeah, we can talk a little bit about breath as well. So anyway.
So this is so fascinating. I know that, has anybody here been to Toastmasters? Put Toastmasters in the chat box. At Toastmasters, they talk about the value of something they call vocal variety. And this is what Minette is leaning us into, is the vocal variety, the options we have with the same words, with emphasizing them in a different way, giving them a little bit different meaning. Maybe they connect a little bit more powerfully with our audience if they're said in a different way, if it's engaging and drawing people in, or if it's powerful and being in charge and being able to use that same talk that you do in a more engaging way. So it might be, you might be doing shift your narrative in one way, and then you might be doing shift your narrative in a completely different voice to a completely different group of people, right? That shift your narrative talk could be given to, you know, kindergartners, but that would be given a completely different way than it is to this audience. And to a room full of executives, it would be a completely different way than it is to the room here. So I love that she's playing with this and allowing us to explore not only with our body, but our voices.
But let me tell you, you can also, you don't have to give the whole speech in one body energy. And what you will find is if you're really connected to your intention, there will be times when even in the boardroom, you want to be buoyant. When we communicate with emotion, it goes, it connects, and it stays in their mind. So you may want to do part of what you're talking about in buoyancy. And then suddenly you're excited, right? And you can do it at different levels. You can get a little excited in your talk, right? You can get them excited, right? And then you can slow down and say, and this is really important. And you can play. You don't have to even just stay with one. Even with the kindergartners, you start out, Mary had a little lamb, and then, you know, and it followed her to school one day, and then the teacher turned him out, right? So you can play. It's a matter of learning to play and then learning to trust that it's there and that it's there for you, and you can just call it up, and it can change. An actor gives Broadway 8 performances a week. If you do that performance the same way every time, it will get dead for you and the audience. You have to mix it up. You have to have these different feelings of connection with your body.
Otherwise, it's not alive. Otherwise, there's no aliveness in it, right? It's just can. I don't know if the audience can resonate with this, but I actually watched a presentation from a speaker one time, and I had the opportunity to see him in one city. And then a few days later, we were actually at another event together. So I saw him in one city and I was like, gosh, great. Great talk, great performance, super engaging, love him, very, you know, super presentable. And so at the second event, I was like, oh, bringing my friends, you've got to see him. He's really, really good. He did the exact same talk with the exact same inflection, with the exact same body movements. And I was like, oh, this is canned, right? Like it immediately, it left me immediately. And I was like, oh, he's just, this is an act. Like, this is not real. This is not anything. It's just an act. So you're exactly right, Manette. You have to bring a different energy to it each time and make it come alive, because that was absolutely not an alive performance.
You know, the other thing that happens, you know, we go see Shakespeare plays over and over. Like, we go see Hamlet.
Right?
Like,
right.
We know that. We know what's going to happen. Yeah. We know the characters. We know all this kind of stuff. But the reality is every Hamlet is different.
Mm.
Every Hamlet is different because the Hamlet is bringing themselves to the role.
True.
They're finding themselves in the role. They're bringing the role into themselves. And the Hamlet, they're good, are going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
So it's bringing yourself, bringing all of yourself, and bringing your voice. And I'm going to real quickly talk about one of the things we do in this, in particularly our current culture, is we our emotions. I was telling you, you feel them here. We say, it touched my heart, right?
Aw.
I have butterflies in my stomach,
yep.
Right? Or it hit me in the gut, right? You know, so we have faith, we have radiancy, we have this, right?
Yeah.
We have butterflies, we feel it in our heart, you know, we feel it.
But it's a feel. She's talking about
in your body.
That feel, right?
We don't want to feel all our feelings. And so we armor. We pull in these muscles here, we pull down, we pull in, that restricts our breath. That restricts our voice, that makes us not able to talk a long time or really connect with a nice, cool,
yeah,
resonant voice. And you're,
yep,
not connecting to your emotions. You're blocked off. And so there's ways you have to really open the breath. You have to open the body to make it available. You have to, if you want to, you want to connect with your voice, what you have to say, it has to be felt here, or it's not going to be felt here. You know, you have to. And so that's why it's very physical. You go on my website, you see people with their feet in the air and rolling around and doing all this stuff. You're like, what's that got to do with my voice? It has everything to do with your voice, because
yeah,
your body is like a violin or a guitar. If it's not able to accept the vibrations that are being caused by your vocal cords, because your breath doesn't make sound. The breath comes up, it makes your vocal cords shake like this. They make
flutter,
sound,
yeah,
waves. Those,
yeah,
waves come up and they bounce around inside your head up here. They bounce around here. They go down your neck. They go into your body. They get out. And then these vibrations touch the people that you're communicating with. Your breath does is move the vocal cords. Your breath, you can scream as loud as you want to, your breath won't go for here. It's the resonance, it's the vibration that you're causing here. And it's those vibrations are touching who you're speaking to. You're really, and then it touches their bones and it goes into the little bones in their ears and they hear. But you know, people who are deaf can feel those vibrations.
Ooh.
It doesn't translate completely into the sound in their ears.
Yeah.
But they feel the vibrations of your voice. If you remember the miracle worker, the way she taught her was to take water and feel the vibration of the water in her mouth, to feel the vibration. Sound is vibration. It's energy, right? There are those energy healers here. And our voice and our bodies are very much a part of how we communicate, how we connect, how we touch.
It is definitely how connection happens, because it's actually physically vibrating that organ that in the ear, right? So the question, if the tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? The answer is actually no, right? Because there's no ear to hear it, to receive and turn it into sound. Fascinating stuff. We do have the vibration.
I just saw you say something, the power of music. Absolutely.
Yeah, sense the power of music. Absolutely. That connecting, that vibration, when you're in front of a full orchestra and you're feeling it, right? Or you have the sound all the way turned up on your amplifiers and you're feeling it, right? That's super powerful. So, Manette, this has been really, really incredible. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. So, I want to get people to your gift as well. You have a really cool free gift. It's Connect with Your Voice and Your Vision to Transform the World. We're going to drop that link in the chat. Share with us what they're going to get from this, and then we'll get to your VIP gift, which is amazing balls.
So this is just a PDF, and actually, if you give me the thing, I will give you something that goes with it a little later. But it's Connect. My company is called Your Voice Connection because voice is connection. So the C is connect with breath, right? O is to an open body with new habits that you nurture, develop your energy, right? Communicate with power and transform the world. And it describes kind of why breath, why an open body. Why new habits, how we nurture them, just little explanations of how that works.
All
Those are
right,
the
so if you
seven.
want that, we're not going to make her repeat it. You got to grab the gift. If you get the gift, put got it in the chat box if it worked for you. We just want to be sure those links are working. And then as a VIP, you're actually getting a bonus from Manette as well. You're getting a 2-day weekend deep dive workshop. Tell us what this is. This is worth all the tea and China. All right, so tell us what we're going to get in the 2-day
So
workshop.
we're going to explore. We're going to open our breath. We're going to open our body. We're going to explore our body energies. We're going to share different texts. Very simple. Mary had a little lamb, you know, some very simple ways that we're going to express our text and really deep dive into it so we learn to feel it. I'm going to be doing this in person in an acting studio, a Hollywood acting studio in LA, but it will be a
Okay.
hybrid. It will also be on Zoom. So you can either, if you're in the area, you can come.
I
I
might
can have
come. When is it?
about 20
When is it?
people. It's going to be in the next 60 days. I'm sorry. I'm still,
No, it's fine. Okay, cool.
yeah.
Keep me in mind for that. I think that would be super fun to come because I actually get to LA, as you know, periodically, even though I travel full time. That would be super fun to okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you guys are going to want to grab that, whether it's in person or online. This is going to be a deep dive, super powerful, transformational for you if you are a VIP, but only VIPs get it. All right, unfortunately, we are at time, so we've got to run. Our next speaker up on this track is Erin Hurley. You're going to love her. Also, one of our altar members, Manette, is an altar with me, and also Erin is. She'll be talking about promoting wellness and getting out of burnout. So she is up next. But before we let you go, Manette, I feel like I got my exercise today. I don't know. I'm standing in front of Zoom all day, and I still feel like movement happened. So before we let you go, any final words for our audience?
I'm going to give you author Les Eck's words in his work, which is the more you learn to feel things, the more you learn to feel.
The more
So
you learn to feel things, the more you learn to
you learn
feel.
to feel things in your body, right? Feel things in the world, feel the breath, listen to things, feel your clothes on your body, feel yourself, feel your what happens in your body. The more you learn to feel, or you learn to be able to communicate that feeling.
Beautifully said. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back at the bottom of the hour. We're in for more treats. We'll see you then. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers. And I thought it was great. Oh, Art, we can't hear the music. We're good.
Wow. That was another amazing session. We hope you enjoyed it as well. If you haven't already upgraded to VIP, now is the time. Grab all the recordings of all of the talks and VIP gifts worth thousands of dollars. For any questions or concerns, please email our support line at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. We will be back in a few moments with our next amazing speaker.